Englischprüfung
2019.
Task 1.
Why are the oceans important?
1.
The ocean is home to millions of plants and animals. Most sea animals exist in the top two ocean zones. Sea plants, especially some algae, provide food and shelter to ocean animals. Did you know many of them are invisible to the naked eye?
2. The popularity of fish has increased in recent years because it's seen as being part of modern nutrition. It allows for more variety on menus. Rapid inland transport has made sea fish available in kitchens all over the world. 3.
The evaporation of ocean water brings moisture to land areas. Further, ocean currents transport heat from the equator to the poles. The ocean acts as a global control system. It regulates the temperature and the concentration of carbon dioxide in the atmosphere.
4. With its amazing organisms, the ocean offers opportunities for scientists to discover and develop new and innovative drugs. It may hold the key to the next cure, which is why we should protect and preserve it. 5.
The ocean is subject to the impact of tidal streams, waves, currents, or differences in salinity. It therefore works as a natural source for generating power, which is needed for the increasing demands in today's world.
Task 2. Surprising facts about the oceans.
The oceans may make up 70% of the Earth's surface, but we know very little about them. My guest today is Robert Vaughan, a marine scientist. Welcome, Professor Vaughan.
Hello, thank you for having me. And yes, you're right. When you're sitting on the beach, you may not be aware what a complex thing the Earth's oceans actually are. We made it all the way to the moon, a full 4 years before we saw the longest mountain range on Earth, lying deep down at the bottom of the ocean.
That's the Mid-Oceanic Ridge, isn't it?
Correct. The global Mid-Oceanic Ridge system snakes across the Earth's surface like the zigzag stitches on a baseball, covering an impressive 65,000 kilometers. It has peaks higher than those in the Alps, and it makes up almost a quarter of the Earth's total surface. The majority of the system is underwater, of course.
That's impressive. I would have thought the largest mountain range was the Himalayas.
Yes, people only talk about what they can see. In fact, the oceans are rich with more than just marine life. In 1872, an English chemist discovered that microscopic fragments of gold are hidden in the water of all oceans. But even though the oceans hold nearly 18 million tons of gold, its concentration is only a few parts per trillion. There is, however, undissolved gold in and on the sea floor. It's located at least a mile or two underwater and encased in rock. Mining for this gold may not be worthwhile. Currently, there isn't a cost-effective way to mine or take out this gold. If all of the gold were extracted from the world's oceans, each person on Earth could have 4 kilograms of the precious metal.
Oh, really?
Well, there's more to marvel at. We have more detailed maps of Mars than we do of the ocean, and we've only explored a miserly 5% of the ocean floor. 2/3 of all marine life remain unidentified. In fact, researchers recently found unique microbes down there. These do not require the sun to maintain their energy, but get it from a chemical reaction instead. This life form is making scientists rethink where else they might find life in the solar system. Other recent discoveries have included a ninja shark with a dimly glowing head, in addition to a nesting ground where more than 1,000 deep-sea octopuses huddled in the rocks with their eggs.
That's amazing.
Exactly. There are also sounds from the depths of the oceans that cannot be explained with any certainty. The legendary bloop is one of the loudest ocean sounds ever recorded, and for a long time, no one knew for sure what made it. It seemed to mimic oceanic animal noises. However, the bloop's volume was too great to be made by any sea creatures known to science. Today, we know that it was caused by an underwater ice quake, large icebergs fracturing into pieces.
Fantastic. Let's listen to a recording of the bloop.
Task 3.
The Great Pacific Garbage Patch.
The Great Pacific Garbage Patch, or GPGP for short, is the largest of five huge offshore plastic accumulations floating in the world's oceans. It is located halfway between Hawaii and California. The amount of the plastic in the GPGP is estimated to weigh approximately 80,000 tons. Experts suppose that a total of 1.8 trillion plastic pieces are drifting in the patch. This is equivalent to 250 pieces of rubbish for every human in the world. An enormous plastic count. Once plastic finds its way into the garbage patch, it falls apart into smaller microplastics under the effects of sun and waves. The vast majority of plastics are made of thick or hard polyethylene or polypropylene, as well as destroyed fishing nets and ropes. In terms of object count, 94% of the total is represented by microplastics smaller than 0.5 centimeters. Once they become this small, microplastics are very tough to remove. In addition, they are often mistaken for food by marine animals.
Task 4.
Ocean health.
The ocean's health is in great danger, and the oceanologist Professor Waters is here with me now to tell us about the most urgent issues. Professor Waters, let's start with the buzzword overfishing.
Well, actually, overfishing is having some serious impacts on our oceans. Firstly, it may wipe out a complete species. Other species, depending on those fish for survival, are affected as well. In other words, overfishing can cause marine animals to starve.
Are there any species that are particularly affected by overfishing?
Yes, indeed. Overfishing is a serious issue with sharks. Sharks are killed in tens of millions each year, mainly for their fins. Shark fin soup is an exclusive delicacy. It's a common practice to catch sharks, cut off their fins, and toss the fish back into the ocean where they are left to die. This is horrendous.
That's awful. Shark finning is a practice that needs to end. Now, let's talk about the ocean itself. What can you tell us about so-called dead zones?
You know, ocean dead zones are everywhere and growing. There are areas in the oceans where life is impossible because there's not enough oxygen. The number of dead zones is increasing at an alarming rate, with over 400 known to exist, and the number is expected to rise.
And what's the reason for this development?
It's believed that global warming is one prime aspect for what's behind the changes in ocean behaviour that causes dead zones.
Professor Waters, in how far does pollution affect the health of the oceans?
Well, pollution is really getting out of hand. One of the scariest pollutants is mercury, also known as quicksilver. It literally ends up on our dinner table.
But where does the mercury come from?
According to the Environmental Protection Agency, coal-fired power plants are the largest industrial source of mercury pollution in the country. The mercury is absorbed by organisms at the bottom of the food chain, and as bigger fish eat smaller fish, it works its way back up the food chain right to us, most notably in the form of tuna.
And what exactly are the risks for us human beings?
Mercury has toxic effects on the nervous system. Internal organs, such as lungs or kidneys, may also be damaged.
That's dramatic. Now, let's talk about what can be done to save our oceans.
Task 5.
Saving the Seas.
Welcome to our radio podcast, Saving the Seas. With me in the studio today are wildlife biologist Jean Viner from Haiti, Sylvia Earle, who has spent more than 60 years researching marine life, and Pierce Brosnan, the famous James Bond actor and activist in saving our oceans. Now, Mr. Brosnan, who can save our oceans if not James Bond? But seriously, what can our listeners do in their everyday lives to protect our oceans?
Oceans cover more than 70% of the Earth and provide 50 to 85% of the oxygen in the air we breathe. Put simply, if the oceans die, we die. That's why we, all of us, need to make some changes. Even small things can help. For example, don't buy products with microplastics. Millions of these tiny pieces end up in our rivers, which eventually carry them out to the sea. There, fish and other sea life mistake them for food and devour them.
What I want to add, you could attend clean-up events or just pick up trash every time you go. It's a quick and simple way to get involved.
Sounds like a good start, Mr. Viner. What else do you suggest, Mrs. Earle?
It's a fact that certain types of fish are so popular, they're dying out from overfishing. So a good idea is eating sustainable fish only. There are apps that can help you find markets.
All of you have made personal contributions to preserving our oceans. What exactly did you do, Mr. Brosnan?
My wife and I are passionate about efforts to protect our planet's great whales and their ocean habitat. Therefore, we joined the International Whaling Commission in their ongoing fight to protect these magnificent creatures. Many people think we saved the whales in the 1970s, but surprisingly, whales face more threats today than ever before.
And what was your project about, Mr. Viner?
In 1989, I returned to Haiti, where I was born. I started the Foundation for the Protection of Marine Biodiversity in 1992, when I fully realized how serious damage to the ecosystem was. Local fishermen had told me alarming stories about how much harder it was to find fish.
Your project is called Mission Blue, Mrs. Earle. Tell us more, please.
Mission Blue goes on expeditions and produces documentaries about vital oceanic ecosystems worldwide. This way, we try to reach viewers all over the world. Our principal aim is to protect 30% of the ocean by 2030. This may not sound much, but with less than 4% of the ocean currently protected in any way, we still have a lot of work to do.
Could you recommend any literature for those listeners who would like to learn a bit more, Mr. Brosnan?
I'd recommend Mrs. Earle's books, The World is Blue, and of course, A Message of the Oceans. They're both tremendous reading.
There is a good introduction to life in the oceans called Marine Biology by Peter Castro. It stresses that the world's oceans are an integrated system.
Thank you for this useful input, and thank you for coming.
It was a pleasure.
Bye.